Hello, welcome to the review for the Semester 3 International Awareness Exam. First of all, for your essay, introduce the NGO or aid organization you researched. This time, it's 100 words. Next, the keywords from the two texts. And don't forget to read the texts again. The two texts are ATSE, which is about the tsunami and NGOs, and JICA, which is about Japan's ODA program. Okay, now for the keywords. ATSE. ATSE is the name of the area that was worst affected by the tsunami. This is an area in the island of Sumatra in the country of Indonesia. Next, Sumatra. This is the name of the island in Indonesia where ATSE is. This is the island that was worst hit by the tsunami. Next, Indonesia. This is the country where ATSE is. This is the country that was hit by the tsunami. One of the countries. Next. Over 50. This is the number of NGOs and aid organizations that helped after the tsunami, that helped the survivors. This is the number of NGOs and aid organizations that helped the survivors of the tsunami. More than 50, over 50. Next, donations. Donation means when somebody gives money, a person gives money to an NGO or a charity organization. And this was more people gave donations to NGOs just after the tsunami than ever before in history. So this was something that was the highest in history after the tsunami. Next, UNHCR. This means the United Nations High Commission for Refugees, High Commissioner for Refugees. And this used to be led by Ogata Sadako, who is a Japanese woman who has an international education. This was one of the biggest groups working in the after the tsunami. Next, CARE, C-A-R-E. This is a large NGO, and they focus on poverty. This is an NGO that focuses on poverty. Next is MSF, and this means Médecins Sans Frontières, which is Doctors Without Borders in French. So this is Doctors Without Borders, and they did lots of work after the tsunami. They have 17,500 members in 80 countries around the world. They're a very large NGO. Next, Greenpeace. Greenpeace is an NGO, and their goal is to protect nature and to tell the world about people who are destroying nature. So they're famous for protecting whales. They are not an aid organization. They were formed in Alaska. So this is the NGO whose goal is to protect nature. 1971. Both Doctors Without Borders and Greenpeace were formed in 1971. They both started in 1971. So this is the year that both MSF and Greenpeace were started. France. This is the name of the country that Doctors Without Borders is from. Next, Alaska. This is the country that, no, this is the state in the U.S. where Greenpeace was started. Next, 17,500. This is the number of members in Doctors Without Borders, or MSF. The number of staff. 2.8 million. Next, 2.8 million. This is the number of people that donate to Greenpeace. More than 2.8 million people donate to Greenpeace. Next, the Rainbow Warrior. This is the name of Greenpeace's main ship. The name of Greenpeace's main ship. Next, water. Water is the thing that Doctors Without Borders focused on after the tsunami. After the tsunami, people did not have water. This is an emergency, a very bad situation. So MSF, or Doctors Without Borders, brought this. They brought water. Next, from JICA. First, JICA. JICA means Japan International Cooperation Agency. This is the name of Japan's ODA organization. Next, ODA. ODA means Official Development Assistance. And this is when governments help each other to solve problems with things like technology or social problems. Next, 1974. This is when JICA was started. JICA was founded in 1974. However, they were doing other things before that. Next, technology. This means the knowledge or skill to make something. And this is something that JICA helps other countries with. This is one thing JICA helps other countries with. Next, training center. JICA has many of these around the world. And, not around the world, I'm sorry. JICA has many of these around Japan. And this is where the people from other countries come and learn about something in Japan. Next, at least 2 years. This is how long a JICA volunteer goes abroad. A JICA volunteer lives in another country for this, at least 2 years. Next, number two, in terms of money, Japan is number two in the world for ODA. But as in terms of GNP, it's much lower. Next, GNP. This means all the money and things that a country makes altogether. And Japan's GNP is very high. Next, Norway. Norway is the country that gives the most money to ODA in terms of GNP. Next, Africa. Much of the ODA money and ODA work goes to Africa, between Africa and Japan. So this is a continent, this is an area that JICA helps out most. Let's see. Next, grant. A grant means that the country gives money to another country, or an official organization gives money to another person or another organization or another country. So a grant doesn't need to be paid back. It's free. The money, it's money that's given, and you don't have to pay it back. Next is loan. Loan. This is money that's lent, and you have to give it back someday. Next, interest. Interest means the money you have to pay. If you borrow money, you also have to pay back the money you borrowed, but also you have to pay a little extra money for borrowing the money, and this is called interest. So if you borrow $100, you have to pay back $110, because $10 is interest. Next, and the last one, this is the Green Revolution. The Green Revolution was an idea to help developing countries with farming and agriculture. But the Green Revolution failed because the techniques didn't work for the local people. And the Green Revolution happened all around Asia. All right, good luck on the test, and have a nice vacation, and see you when you are second graders next year.